Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and Maseches Zvachim, Daf Pei, the 8th Perek, Kol Zvachim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah discusses various blood mixtures of Karbanos. If blood of Karbanos of the same number of Matanos are mixed, he should do that number of Matanos. If blood requiring Matan Arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single Matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four Matanos, because if he only makes one, Haru Over Baltigra, he's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those Karbanos. Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, Haru Over Baltosif, he's thereby transgressing do not add on the Karbanos requiring one matana. Rabbi Eliezer responds that Baltosif only applies Keshuba Atzmo, where the blood is by itself and not mixed with other blood. Yeshua counters that the same holds true for Baltigra, and adds that if he makes four matanos transgressing Baltosif, Asisa Maisa Biyadecha, you have performed an action, whereas the parallel Baltigra would be passive. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Slochi Shenafu Letocha Maim Koshehu, regarding a flask of Mechatas, into which a minute amount of common water fell, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yazishte Hazos, he should sprinkle the tummy person twice, but the Chamim invalidate the water, saying it cannot be effectively used for purification. Although the Rabbanan hold yesh bila, there is even blending, and any hazah invariably contains mechatas, they hold hazah tzricha shiur. Sprinkling requires a minimum amount of mechatas, which each mixed sprinkling may not contain. They also hold emet starfinu hazos. Multiple sprinklings cannot be combined to constitute the shiur, so sprinkling numerous times would not help. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is explained in three ways. Reish Lakish says he holds yesh bila and hazah tzricha shiur. The cases where only a single measure of common water was mixed in, so by sprinkling twice, he definitely sprinkled the necessary amount of mechatas. Rava says he holds yesh bila, and hazah does not require a shiur. One sprinkling is therefore sufficient, but the rabbis decreed a kenas that he should sprinkle a second time, so he should not gain from the added water. And point number three, Ravashi says Rabbi Eliezer holds aim bila, but only a minute amount of water fell in. So by sprinkling a second time, he ensures that some mechatas was sprinkled. Ravashi's assertion that Rabbi Eliezer holds Eim Bila is challenged by Brisa about Nitanin Lamala, bloods which should be placed above, which were mixed with Nitanin Lamata. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitan Lamala v'tachtonim alulo. He should apply the blood above, and the lower bloods also count when he subsequently applies them Lamata. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Eim Bila, perhaps all the Lamala blood was applied Lamata, and vice versa. The Gemara answers the cases where most of the blood was Lamala blood, and he applied more than the volume of Lamata blood above, thereby ensuring that some Lamala blood was placed there. The Lamata blood, however, was not necessarily applied Lamata, and the Braisa only means that the lower blood counts regarding Shirayim of the Lamala blood. Several more challenges are mounted against Ravashi, and Rava will eventually explain that Rabbi Eliezer's various rulings, including this Braisa, are discussing where separate kosos, cups of blood, became confused. But if they were mixed together, they cannot be used because he holds Eim Bila. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah discusses various blood mixtures of Karbanos. If blood of Karbanos of the same number of Matanos are mixed, he should do that number of Matanos. If blood requiring Matan Arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single Matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four Matanos, because if he only makes one, Haru Over Baltigra, he's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those Karbanos. Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, Haru Over Baltosif, he's thereby transgressing do not add on the Karbanos requiring one matana. Rabbi Eliezer responds that Baltosif only applies Keshuba Atzmo, where the blood is by itself and not mixed with other blood. Yeshua counters that the same holds true for Baltigra, and adds that if he makes four matanos transgressing Baltosif, Asisa Maisa Biyadecha, you have performed an action, whereas the parallel Baltigra would be passive. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Slochi Shenafu Letocha Maim Koshehu, regarding a flask of Mechatas, into which a minute amount of common water fell, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yazishte Hazos, he should sprinkle the tummy person twice, but the Chamim invalidate the water, saying it cannot be effectively used for purification. Although the Rabbanan hold yesh bila, there is even blending, and any Hazah invariably contains Mechatas, they hold Hazah Tzricha Shiur. Sprinkling requires a minimum amount of mechatas, which each mixed sprinkling may not contain. They also hold emet starfinu hazos. Multiple sprinklings cannot be combined to constitute the shiur, so sprinkling numerous times would not help. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is explained in three ways. Reish Lakish says he holds Yesh Bila and Hazat Tzricha Shiur, the cases where only a single measure of common water was mixed in, so by sprinkling twice, he definitely sprinkled the necessary amount of Mechatas. Rava says he holds Yesh Bila and Hazat does not require a Shiur. One sprinkling is therefore sufficient, but the rabbis decreed a Kanas that he should sprinkle a second time, so he should not gain from the added water. And point number three, Ravashi says Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, but only a minute amount of water fell in. So by sprinkling a second time, he ensures that some mechatas was sprinkled. Ravashi's assertion that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila is challenged from a brisa about Nitani Lamala, bloods which should be placed above, which were mixed with Nitani Lamata. Rabbi Eliezer says Yitan Lamala v'tachtonim alulo. He should apply the blood above, and the lower bloods also count when he subsequently applies them Lamata. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, perhaps all the Lamala blood was applied Lamata and vice versa. The Gemara answers the cases where most of the blood was Lamala blood, and he applied more than the volume of Lamata blood above, thereby ensuring that some Lamala blood was placed there. The Lamata blood, however, was not necessarily applied Lamata, and the Braisa only means that the lower blood counts regarding Shirayim of the Lamala blood. Several more challenges are mounted against Ravashi, and Rava will eventually explain that Rabbi Eliezer's various rulings, including this brisa, are discussing where separate kosos, cups of blood, became confused. But if they were mixed together, they cannot be used because he holds Ein Bila. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Pei, and our standard Siman is a painter, so here goes. When the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on the four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechata's colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both. Once again, in slow motion. When the painter, that must more on Daf pay. When the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on the four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, which reminds us, the next mission discusses various blood mixtures of a karbanos. If blood of karbanos of the same number of matanos are mixed, he should do that number of matanos. If blood requiring matan arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four matanos, because if he only makes one, haru over al baltigra. He's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those karbanos. Rabbi Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, are you over all Baltosif? He's thereby transgressing Baltosif, do not add, on the Karbanas requiring one Matana. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the case where Mechatas had some water mixed in, which touches on the topics of whether Yesh Bila and Hazah Tzricha Shiur. So, when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is done in the case where Nitanung Lamala, that the bloods meant to be placed Lamala above, get mixed with Nitanung Lamata, bloods which should be placed below the Chuta Sikra. So once again, when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechata's colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both. All right, so now it's time for four blotback chazara. Daf Ein Vav. So the Siman Daf Ein Vav is IV intravenous. So here goes. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a kachim IV drip. IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a kachim IV drip, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortening Truma's consumption, even l'chadchila. Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat kachim however they like, cooked or roasted, and may add spices of chulin or Truma, thereby limiting the Truma's consumption to the carbon's time allotment. Rava answered, Hanachu Truma's tavlin drabban, leave Truma of spices, which is only rabbinically Truma. So Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. So Dr. Cohn, who is adding Truma's spices to a kachim IV drip. Watch as a Suffolk Matsura Muchad showed up with his conditional Ashim, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbi again from a brisa about someone who was uncertain if he was a Matsura Muchad, a confirmed Matsura, who would be obligated to bring, among other kabbanas, an Ashim and a log of oil, which is sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Matsura, these should be sanctified as the requisite Ashim. And if not, the Ashim, so to speak, should be instead a Shalmei Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. So this proves Rabbi Shimon permits restricting a possible Shlamim with the laws of Ashim. The Gemara answers, Tukuni Gavri Sha'ani, the remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kadshim. So Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to kadshim, IV drip, watch as a Suffolk Matsura Muchad showed up with his conditional ashim, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohen did kamitza and sprinkled toward the kosh kadashim, and then put the rest on the mizbeach, like water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the log shemen of a Suffolk Matsura is brought. Excellent, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The flying goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin. The flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if limbs of a chattas, which are eaten, became mixed with limbs of an ola, which are burned on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer says they're all placed on the Mizbeach, and I view the chattas meat on top as if it were wood for the fire, and not haktar of a carbon, which is forbidden for limbs of a chattas. The Chachamim say, tubar sarasan, they should be left over for their form to change the next morning, and then they'll go out to the place of burning, invalidated karbanas. So the flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ola with limbs of a baal's mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where valid evari ola became mixed with evarim of a baal's mum. The Eliezer permits them all, viewing the invalid Evarim as if it were wood, and the Rabban prohibit placing them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara wonders, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what the difference is between a Roveh of a Nirba, which may not be brought on the Mizbeach, even as wood, and a Baal's Mum. It ultimately explains that he darshins Mum Bam Hudu Yiratsu, only when a blemish is in them, meaning the limbs themselves will not be accepted. Ha'al Yede Tarov is Yiratsu, but through a mixture with valid Evarim, they will be accepted. Accordingly, when Rabbi Eliezer argued that invalid Evarim may be placed on the Mizbeach, which him Eitzim, as if it were wood for the fire, he's addressing the Rabban who disagree with him. So the flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which are mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ol with the limbs of a baal's mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, became unsettled when he saw another Kohen bringing two goat heads from the mixture, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses Evarim of a valid ola, which became mixed with Evarim of Balimumin, and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds all Tanaim agree they cannot be brought up together. Rabbi Eliezer says, in Karv Rosh Echad Mehen, if the head of one of them was already offered, Yikrubu Kol Rashim, all the remaining heads should be offered. If the legs of one were offered, all the remaining legs should be offered. He holds that we presume that it was the limbs of the Baal's Mum which were offered, allowing the rest to be offered outright. But the Chachamim say, even if all of them were offered except for one, it should be taken out to be burned in the base of Sreifa. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simran Daf Ein Ches is someone going, ugh. So here goes. The Kohen who yelled, ugh, ugh, that must be on Daf Ein Ches. The Kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the dam of a carbon became mixed with water, im yesh bo mar's dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roino soki humayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it is valid. So the Kohen yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ugh, while eating a mixture of pigal, noser, and tame, even though he was exempt from malchus, which reminds us, Rish Lakish says, ha pigal v'noser v'atame shablal on zeh b'zeh. If someone mixed pigal, noser, and tame kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter, although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yefshesh shul yarba min al chaver v'yabatlenu. It's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and batel to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one iser will invariably emerge larger, and he can only be liable for that iser. Since his isur is unknown, the asra, the warning to him, is an asra suffix and uncertain warning. This proves three principles, the first one being, isurim mevatlin zeh zeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. So, the kohen who yelled ach when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled was drowned out by the kohen yelling ach while eating a mixture of pigel, nosher, and tameh, even though he was exempt from malchus, who was completely drowned out by the kohen by the mikveh yelling ach while trying to imagine that the milk in the tameh bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine, which reminds us, in a braisa it states that where a tameh bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in the mikveh, Reb Yudah says, Roinu sogihu yain adam, we view the wine or the milk as if it were red wine. Imdi hamarehu kasher, if there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tevilah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tevilah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. Daf Ayin Tes, so the Siman Daf Ayin Tes is an Ada pen, and we use a sofer for the Siman. So here goes. The sofer, that must move on Daf Ayin Tes, 8 pen, sofer. The sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, which reminds us, Rava summarizes the biblical rules of bittel. Amar Rabbanan Batama, the rabbi said that the lach of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. That's in the case of min b'she'en omino. Amar Rabbanan Baruba, the rabbi said another type of mixture is determined by majority, referring to min b'mino. Amar Rabbanan B'chazusa, and the rabbi said a third type of mixture is determined by appearance, and that's when it has nothing to do with taste, such as when one substance falls in to a mikvah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a hilla zakin sandwich, which had the words ein mitzvos mevatlo zo zo on the paper wrapping, which reminds us on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that isurim nullify each other in the mixture. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, kishem she'ein mitzvos mevatlo zo zo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, kach ein isurim mevatlin zo zo, so too, forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittel only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is hilla, as the Brisa states, Amr Lav al Hil Azakin, they said about Hilil Azakin, Sheya Korchan Bivas Achaz Ba'ochlan, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, together and eat them because the Pasuk says, Al Matzuz Amorim Yochlu, together with Matzuz and bitter herbs, they shall eat it, the Pesach. We see that Hilil was not concerned that the flavor of the Mar would nullify the flavor of the Matzah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a hilah hazaken sandwich, which had the words ein mitzvahs mevatlo zo zo on the paper wrapping, and had an amas hamayim running through a studio where dama tamsis mixed with dama nefesh flowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas about carbon blood mixed with invalid blood or dama tamsis. The machlokas is explained in two ways. Rav Zvit said, they argue about gozrin gezer b'migdash, whether we make decrees in the migdash. The Tanna Kamma says they decree to spill our blood mixed with invalid blood, even when there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rav Eliezer says they do not disqualify karbanos to prevent such mistakes. Rav Papa says that all Tanaim agree we make gezeros in the Mikdash, but they argue about Dama Tamsis Matzu with Rabbos al Dama Nefesh, whether it's common for the last blood to be more than the lifeblood. The Tanna Kamma considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rebbe Eliezer holds it's uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rav Papa, Rebbe Eliezer only argues in the case of Dama Tamsis. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that if a ring of a Zohar became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group? That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss what is done in a case where the bloods which should be placed above are mixed with bloods that should be placed below? That's on Daf. Pay. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we make where the limbs of achatas and ola became mixed? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of pigod noser and tame that isurin mevatlin ze ze? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the case where mechatas had some water mixed in? That's on daf. Pei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss if one was makdish a bechor for bedek abayis, can it be sold in a degrading way to benefit hakdish? That's on daf. Ein hey. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn about the three rules of bittul referring to taste, rove, and appearance? That's on daf. Ein tes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss various blood mixtures of a karbanos requiring a different number of matanos and the malchokas whether one would be over on baltosi or baltigra? That's on daf. P. pay. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a bucket of white wine or milk became immersed in a mikvah? That's on daf. Ayin Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what is done if blood of two kabanos were mixed into a single cup regarding the matanos? That's on daf. Ayin Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.